Hello, and welcome to Legends of Athoria, a collection of tales from a land filled with magic and mayhem, political intrigue and downfalls, heroes and heroines saving the day, and monsters and beasts plunging it back to peril. This legend is carried out by Stimperius, the honorable Halcyon Legionnaire, Shmebulok, the towering hero of Apello, and Kibri Blackhood, the haunted ex-soldier. Join us as we relive history and discover dangers, pitfalls, and stupid decisions that made Athoria the legend it is today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Legends of Athoria. Now, this week we bring something a little bit different to the table in the mood of the season, and we are bringing another legend to you. Now, this legend follows Lausian Versace and our three heroes that we will hear from very soon. Now, Lucian Versace grew up poor and unwelcomed in the village of Lanbride. In order to eat, Lucian would often use trickery to steal what he could, or distract others while they were stolen from. Lucian spent years perfecting his trade, focusing especially on ventriloquism and mimicry. He was cast out and eventually settled in the town of Knotwood. He quickly became known far and wide for seemingly bringing his puppets to life during his act. As the Great War began, Lucian was so renowned, in fact, that he was allowed to cross both front lines to perform for both countries. Lucian would also perform at any attempted peace treaties that were made between the East and the West. A pact was made that if Lucian died along the other side, they would lie responsible and would face an attack from all sides. This would cause the war to go from words to actions. Now, our party have all received invitations to a very exclusive show by Lucian Versace at the Black Opal Theater. The king is coming through the Apello district, and it is in his honor. As night falls, the party settles into their seats in the theater, and they notice that it seems rather full, as if every member in the district was there. Now, let's meet our lovely, lovely legends.
So who wants
Whit,
to
go first?
Whit, what's going first, love?
Hello, I'm Shmebulok. I'm a large 8-foot Goliath. I'm much stronger than I am wise and intelligent. I saved my village I grew up in from a great monster, a great beast. It was in fact a dragon. I killed it. And I have been invited here because of my great feat and because of my bravery.
I would assume that being 8 foot tall, you would have some great feat. All right. Stimpy, would you like to go next? Introduce yourself.
I was hoping Addy would want to go.
Addy?
I can go next. So, I am Kibri Blackhood. I hope I remembered that right. she is a middle-aged dwarf that originated from Dunbar. She joined the army and fought in the war against the orcs. After so many years in the military, she grew tired of it and just switched to doing odds and ends jobs, pretty much adventuring. And then she kind of, I guess, got ashamed of it and got sick of it. She found the town of Knotwood and decided to stop and settle there. With all the money she gained from adventuring, she bought an inn, a tavern and an inn. It's just called the Blackwood Tavern and Inn. It's not super special. But I guess it is special. It is the nicest tavern in the city, and Kibri is very well known for her tavern and her inn and how nice it is, and she sells the dwarven recipes and ale and stuff like that, so it's very popular and very well known.
Perfect.
Yeah, give your inn some credit. give it some street cred.
The name just isn't super special, but the actual inn, you're someone if you're there.
Some top shelf stuff there.
Oh yeah.
There we go. I am a Stimperius, a Loxodon, big elephant man. I just happened upon treasures upon treasures in my many wandering travels and decided to settle in. Where is this place called again?
And you are now a legionnaire in Halcyon in the Apello district. That's where you've decided to settle.
Yes. A legionnaire in the Halcyon district is where I decided to settle. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, perfect. As the show begins, Lucien takes the stage. The crowd claps handsomely. His brilliant green eyes and ash-colored hair add to his mystical image. About halfway through the show, a thick darkness envelops the room, and a sharp shriek can be heard. The darkness quickly retreats, leaving you all to see Lucien standing over the bloodied body of himself, an obsidian dagger in hand. He turns to you all and gives a sinful grin. As he does, you begin to hear a wave of malicious laughter around you. Your gaze shifting from Lucien's grin, you begin to realize that every chair around you is now occupied by a laughing puppet. The darkness returns for what seems like no more than a blink. When the lights return, the Black Opal Theater is empty, as if no one else had been there all night.
Ooh.
Spooky.
Ooh. And there's just no one else here. It's just us, huh?
It's just you.
Like,
are we alone or are we with the party?
So you guys should be able to all see each other on the map.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, I see.
Okay. Fuck. He's not an elf anymore.
I'm not. I'm a giant Goliath.
A Goliath and a dwarf, right?
Yep.
Oi, dwarf, yeah. Goliath, what become happening here?
So you guys all kind of know of each other, because you've probably been to Kibri's Inn. They know you as the great legionnaire in Stimperius, and of course everyone knows Shmebulok, the great folk hero. So you guys all kind of know of each other.
Is Shmebulok from something? This is going to bother me.
It's from Gravity Falls.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I have never seen that, so I did not know that.
He's a crazy old gnome in Gravity Falls. Gnome.
Yeah, that adds up.
Yeah.
This is a grand illusion. I'm having a great time. How about you guys?
I mean, he's not doing anything now. We're just in an empty room, man.
He made them all disappear. This is fantastic.
Well, now that there's a dead body, maybe we should be concerned.
It's probably
no one else in here but you guys. You can't see any sort of dead body. The stage appears to be empty.
Dead body's not there anymore. Okay.
So you guys want to go get some concessions or something? Hopefully he's going to come back and finish the show.
Seems like a great time. Seems like there's a break going on.
Where did everybody else go?
They're probably in line for more concessions. Let's go.
Okay. Well.
Oh, damn it.
Actually,
is there like a...
Go ahead.
So,
is there like a court or a like a corridor or something like that, like before you come into the actual theater?
So, if you look at the map where Stimperius is going up, you see the stairway, and then that loopity-doo stair up there to the right is the door out of the theater.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah. Right there.
Oh. Yeah.
You go up the stairs,
that,
and then that's the
wrong way I was. Oh, okay. Does that lead straight outside, or is there some kind of, like...
No, that leads right outside.
Yeah, lobby. That. Okay. So there's probably not concessions. If this is the only room that this building holds.
Also, why would they have concessions out if supposedly there's nobody here?
Hmm.
Oh, that's right.
There was people here.
That means the concessions are free. Come on, guys.
Would one of you like to read the letter that invited you here? I'd love to have that read out loud.
Sure.
I have it right here.
Go ahead.
Salutations, esteemed sir. You've been cordially invited to attend Lucien Versace's King's Honor exclusive show at the Black Opal Theater on the morrow's eve. Only the most respected and esteemed persons of Apollo will be in attendance. Your presence is welcome and expected. No additional guests will be permitted. Lucien Versace.
So apparently he thinks we're the only three most important people in the town. That makes me feel good.
I'm honored.
We elephant people are all important, far more important than a Goliath or a dwarf, but it's nice of them to make you feel included.
I'm right here on the edge. I'd like to just step forward. I want to take a peek at the stage, try to see the magic behind the show, you know. Just take a little peek.
I'm going to follow.
Stimpy, where do you go?
I'll hang back and observe and watch them as they make fools of themselves.
So how far onto the stage do you guys go?
I'm one step. I'm just at the very top of those stairs.
I'm going to come like right here. I'm assuming they had the like performance thing like right here-ish.
Yes.
Like where that the whole thing happened. Okay, I want to be right there.
Yep, so Lucien was standing right here.
Right where?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, wait. Maybe I have
look for a trap door, fools.
See that?
Oh, okay.
So neither of you notice anything. Yes, you can definitely investigate. Go ahead and roll for investigation.
Oh gosh. Six. Not very good.
You see that this is a very fine made stage and a beautiful building.
I'm gonna stomp around and try to find a hollow spot underneath, see if there's a trapdoor he went down.
So as you stomp around, you feel your boot get wet, but you can't really see from what.
Oh, is it really dark in here right now?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, it just randomly feels wet. I'd like to investigate my boot.
Okay, go ahead and roll an investigation and an arcana check.
Okay, investigation first. I got an 11. Okay. And arcana, I got a 2.
All right, so you notice that whatever is moistening your boot has a thicker viscosity than water.
Can I tell what color it is?
You don't see anything causing it to make it wet.
Oh.
It's pure liquid magic. Liquidized magic.
Guys, I think I stepped in some ectoplasm.
Ooh.
Ew.
I'm surprisingly smart.
Do it. My intelligence is a 10, 0 modifier. Let's do it. Yeah, I'm gonna put a little on my pinky and just tap it on the tip of my tongue.
So this is a very familiar taste to you, and it's very, very coppery.
Blood? Is it blood?
You know, it does seem to taste a lot like blood now that you mention it.
Invisible blood.
Can I go up and investigate it, like, on him?
Yes.
Because I did tell them I stepped in something.
Yes, you definitely can.
I only got a 12.
So...
No, 13. I got a 13.
You go up and sniff his boot with a big ol'... And having been in battle for many years, although you do like to hide that fact, you know the smell of blood when you smell it, and you can confirm. But there appears to be some sort of invisible blood covering the stage.
It smells like blood.
Can I investigate the stage as well with my superior intelligence?
You definitely can.
18.
All right.
Ooh.
So you can confirm that The stage is covered with invisible blood.
Well, crap, we already knew that. Like, gee, oh, darn.
Covered in it?
Covered in it. Like, here, a thin layer on the whole thing.
Let me, like. With, like,
I like this music.
Some splatters here and there.
But a big old pool in the center?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you see.
Can we, like, go backstage? Can we try and find... Can we, like...
Is there a backstage?
...explore further?
No, there's not. Ignore that that's there. I lied. You see a... And then it stops.
Okay, so there's no trail. Oh, there's a trail leading off the stairs.
Wait, but... We can't see it?
He's just kind of drawn out where it is.
Stimpy, well, then how so does... Stimpy's trunk... It actually talks about Loxodons that they have, like, superior...
Sniffers.
Yeah, for lack of better words. He has a superior sniffer, so he can smell where it goes. But...
Okay.
I can draw it out and snot.
Yep.
Well, fellas, if we can't go backstage and there's no trap door or anything, I think we should just maybe meander outside and see where everybody went.
Well, can you... follow the trail?
It seems to end right there.
Yeah, it do seem to be ending right here.
Yeah, I'd say
let's see if... Oh, God.
Go outside.
If you hold down alt, you can free move. Excuse me.
I'm making it look like I'm walking. I'm not just cheating and teleporting like somebody.
All right, so as you get right there, Stimpy, right here... You hear some clattering.
You guys hear that?
I probably followed them.
Ooh.
Cool.
And you see Lucien's three most famous puppets seem to just be sauntering out of the darkness towards you. Roll for initiative.
Oh.
They're gonna attack us.
20.
I got 8. That,
but 20.
I got 23.
Damn, Daniel. You're really lacking wit. Really coming up short for the rest of the team.
Apparently.
I've got to add turns for you all. Give me one second. Can you guys see the turn order?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stimpy got 20. Sorry, what did everyone else get?
Eddie got 23.
Mm-hmm.
8.
That's so lack.
You're real lackluster for a big fella, you know that?
I got caught off guard. I'm just thinking it's a grand old show.
Whoa, wait, you just got, like, super quiet.
Oh, man, there's puppets!
Okay.
He's not gonna even know.
Get a load of this!
Guys, look at... There's puppets up there.
Get a gander at these puppets.
Perfect. Sorry, bear with me.
No, I'll more of a weasel with you.
I'll elephant with you.
That's our word.
Wait a second. I need to switch my headphones.
Oh, it doesn't show you guys the names of them. Sad day.
Ooh, these guys got some real baby rolls. Making Wit look like he's killing out here.
Yeah, they didn't get great rolls. So... Since it didn't show it on here like I was expecting them to, this is Billy, and then you've got Tabitha and Chef.
Billy, Tabitha, and Chef. Billy's purple, Tabitha's black hair, Chef is the third. Okay. Well, all right, well.
Perfect.
All right, all well, right. Like, so get us started, Dan. Or Addy.
Shibri's turn. She's got to sneak past both of you. Good thing she's small.
We really fill up the. Aisle.
I could, like, I'm sure I could go under their legs.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Wait, how tall are you, Stimpy?
I am 7 feet tall.
I'm the taller one.
Shut up. How much do you weigh? Because I'm 380 pounds of pure muscle, bud.
I think I'm only like. I'm 300.
Ooh, man.
Addy, I think, still has more health than both of you, which is amazing.
which is hilarious.
All right,
kick us off.
That is true.
Well, because I'm so small, I'm assuming I can sneak past them, right?
Yes. For a second, I thought you were talking about the puppets, and I was going to say, no.
No.
This is not an optional fight.
Is each of these squares 5 feet?
Yes. Roughly.
Those are some big chairs.
Hella big.
Okay, whatever your attack is, you're not going to miss them.
It's a pretty small space.
Yeah.
We're going to say they're each 3 feet. Let's see.
I got a... Okay. So, I'm going to technically have 3 attacks.
Nice.
So, my first one, I'm going to go to hit maybe... This... I don't know how to mark.
Go to your pointer and just hold the left click. Middle of the way.
That one. With my short swords.
That one?
Chef. Yep.
17.
17 hits.
Let's see. And he takes 3 damage.
Okay.
And then I think my extra attack has to be on the same creature.
I don't think so. But you do have to roll to hit per attack.
I know. I'm going to just do it on the same one.
Okay.
18.
18 hits.
5 damage.
Nice.
And then with my Horde Breaker, I'm going to go after this dude, which is just another hit. I only got 6 that time.
6 does not hit.
Okay.
Well done. It hurt. Well done, dwarf. You did good.
All right. It is Stimperius' turn.
So how big are these puppets?
Like 3 feet.
Can I just pick up Dear Billy and just start crushing him with my trunk?
What I remember, you cannot pick up opponents with your trunk.
But he's tiny. Ah. I was hoping it, size was a factor of it. All right, I'll just hit him with my axe then. You said I could constrain guys with it, like restrain guys with it.
This is correct.
Yeah, I'll just restrain Billy.
Restrain Billy?
In hopes. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy's got to make a strength check, I believe. Or actually, I have to make a strength check to try to get out of it. Okay.
So, Goliath hit him.
Shmebulok's turn.
Yeah, Shmebulok, fucking.
I kind of got in the way. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay, I'm gonna run up. Well, I'm gonna be like, do we know if they're even dangerous? They haven't tried to attack us. They're just part of the show.
They're creepy puppets.
I saw an evil gleam in their eye.
Oh,
they look like they wanted to kill us.
I can, wait, I can show you guys what they look like.
Oh. Yeah.
They're probably leaking an evil ooze.
I'll put them in your journals.
Okay.
Chef is kind of hot.
Oh, they look like zombified.
Yeah.
Almost. Like they're just...
They're just...
The same exact pose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I would say they're evil.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion.
I have a question, Connor. With bonus actions, do I only get like one bonus action? Like, can I start my rage and frenzy in the same turn?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you can have a bonus.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to run up. And I'm gonna swing on the guy that Stimpy has restrained. If I can get through, is there like enough room here?
Yeah, you just walk over, Kibri.
Okay.
Just step over,
and then
your butt cheeks slightly brush her hair back.
Okay, I have my great axe, and I'm just gonna swing straight down on this puppet with my great axe.
Perfect. Maybe be a bit more
No, I think you should do exactly that.
Wait, he has his trunk in the way. Hold on.
Do it.
No. He has his trunk in the way. I forgot.
Maybe do like a horizontal chop at his head or something.
We're gonna do a diagonal chop away from Stimpy.
There we go. Thank you.
So Stimpy's kind of like got wrapped around. A diagonal chop will still hit his trunk.
Do a horizontal chop at his head.
Yeah, do something horizontal.
Okay, horizontal.
Or just do a straight down like you were saying. Who am I to stop you?
No, fine. I'll just do a horizontal. Any way to get away from Stimpy so I don't hit Stimpy when I swing.
I'm going to say that he's used to people swinging next to him because he's a legionnaire, so.
That makes sense.
Now, if you roll
do
on
I
that
get
one,
advantage or anything because he's yes, you do. Constrained? Okay, so I got a 25.
That does hit.
Probably take that one.
I do 1d12 plus 4. So I do 11 damage.
Nice.
And then I get a second attack. And I'm going to swing again with my great axe. I got another 25.
That hits.
And so then I get 1d12 plus 4. Wow, so I got a 16 damage on the second swing.
Nice. Okay. He appears to be kind of in tatters, more or less.
Okay, and then as my bonus action, I'm going to enter a rage for up to 1 minute. So okay. I get advantage on strength checks and saving throws, plus 2 melee damage with strength weapons. Resist a bludgeoning, piercing, slashing. And then I can activate Frenzy, and I get to make an extra single melee weapon attack as a bonus action.
Perfect.
Whip pulling out all the stops.
I'm going to freaking town on these puppets.
Alright, it's Billy's turn. He's going to try to roll a strength check against Stimpy's strength to get out. Yeah, he failed. Okay.
Does he have to beat my strength? Because yep. I don't know if that's... Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
Stimpy, what is your strength?
20.
Oh, jeez, mine's only 18.
All right, 14. So that's his...
Your muscle.
Right, it is Tabitha's turn, and she's going to go after Kibri.
No.
I can handle myself.
Let's see here.
Mind yourself, dwarf.
An 18 hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Steal yourself.
I do 6 damage. And then they've got a multi-attack.
After this, I'm just going to turn to them and just be like, see, these things are freaking after us.
And then 19 to hit for the multi-attack.
Yeah.
Okay, if an 18 hit, of course a 19 is.
It's just so satisfying just for you to say that I hit you. All right, and then you take 6 damage for that one as well.
It's 12 total?
12 total.
And that was the two puppets closest to me hitting me?
Nope, that was this one.
What? You got hit twice?
Yep. And now it's Chef's turn. And he's going to go after you as well.
Oh, no.
Addy just went up and stabbed him.
Mm. Did kind of pick a fight with two of them.
All right. Yep. So first hit does not hit, I'm assuming, unless you have an AC class of 10.
No.
Okay, let's see here. Damn, second Daniel. Hit, 21. Take that as a yes. Yeah. Okay. You take 4 damage. And that's Chef's turn.
Show him what for, dwarf.
All right, and it is your turn, Kibri.
Oh, because one of the puppets is... Yeah, yep. You're right. So I'm just gonna... Let's see. I'm gonna go after this one again for my first one. 18 to hit.
18 hits.
And 2 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to go after him again with the 13.
13 hits.
With 4 damage. Now I'm going to go after this dude again. Only a 5.
5 does not hit.
That one's sprightly. Fast.
All right. It is Stimperius's turn. If you do all anything right, but continue to restrain him, then your restraint ends.
Shoot. And I can't, like, throw him.
Correct.
Oh, darn. How's his health looking? Like, if I... Can I investigate, like, see, like, get a guesstimate?
He's kind of coming apart at the seams, as he is a puppet.
I'll drop him and just take a swing at him myself.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and roll to hit.
Does a... Oh, 7 probably don't hit.
Nope. But you should have a multi-attack.
Why should I have a multi-attack? How do you tell if you have a multi-attack?
Because I made your character sheet with you, and you should have a multi-attack.
How many is that?
2. So you should have 2 attacks.
Oh, okay. So first one misses. 14?
14 hits.
Hey! And then great axe, I think. So I might have filled this in wrong. Is it supposed to be like wits? Is it supposed to be 1d12 plus 4? Or is it just...
I believe it's plus your strength modifier, if I'm not mistaken.
I see. Okay, so... Bazinga, bazonga.
So yours should be 1d12 plus 5.
So 16 damage.
Okay. You just cleaved this puppet in half, and it fell to the ground.
Yes.
Let's do...
Yes.
Yes.
This.
Defeated.
Okay. So it is now Shmebulok's turn.
Yes.
Sorry.
I have a question.
God bless ye.
Would I be able to, like, kind of jump around off the benches and end up on this other side of this one here?
Yes.
Gosh, don't crush me. You'll probably kill me.
You could probably just jumping down around.
You should have to make him, like, 3 feet. Make him roll for agility. Make him roll for agility.
Yes, roll.
Can I do athletics?
Yes, oh my God, I will take athletics.
Acrobatics.
No.
Acrobatics.
Athletics, I have a plus 7. Athletics, I have a plus 7.
I'll let you do athletics. I'm just saying you take a big old leap with your massive Goliath calves.
Wow, I got a 9.
Oh,
oh
gosh. You're going to kick me in the head or something.
So you land on the puppet, and I'm going to have you roll 1d6 for damage.
Hey. Nice.
Okay.
That could be
damage for them,
me.
Not for you.
Ha!
Okay.
Oh, 1.
Nice. Okay.
So what, did you barely bump it with your boot? Like,
I clipped it with my heel. I, like, popped it in the chin with my heel.
Bumped it.
All right.
Be hilarious if that was enough to kill it.
And now I have my turn, correct?
Correct.
I'm just going to start swinging. I get 3 swings with my great axe.
Get them.
Okay. First... I get a nat 20. Let's go.
All right, so I'm going to have you take your max damage and then roll again.
Okay, so then that's a 16 plus 7 plus 4.
So 16, right? Plus 11?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and describe how you tore this puppet apart.
So I jump across, I stumble a little bit, but I knock it with my foot and it knocks it off balance a little bit, and then I come down, just chop, chop, just like left, right, and I just cleave it.
Love it.
And then I had that, you know.
I believe you. And then I'm going to run up and do one more swing on this one.
All right, go ahead and roll to hit. Which I should have you roll.
Oh, wait,
to
no,
hit the last
I have
one.
2 attacks. That was just doubled. I still have 2.
Oh, yeah, you still have 2 attacks. Okay, go ahead and roll the hit, Tabitha.
I got a 4 plus 7. It's an 11.
That does hit.
Oh, yes. Okay. And then d12 plus 4. I got a 14 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to swing on down again. And I got a, plus 7 to hit, so 21.
That hits.
And 13 damage.
Perfect.
Ooh. Now kill him.
Gotta math real quick. Alright, and now it is Tabitha's turn, and she's gonna go after Shmebulok.
No!
And they got a nat 1.
I'm sure
hits.
Whoa. So, I got a 14 armor class, I'll have you know.
It goes to claw at you, and actually just ends up clawing your greataxe, and it slices all of its little, like, nubbed fingers off.
Oh my god.
It's wax fingers.
It's a puppet, not a...
And then it does have a multi-attack, whatever. So it's going to try with the other hand. And it gets a 7.
That does not hit.
Okay. Alright, it is Kibri's turn.
Okay.
Eddie, are you aware that you're phasing away from them all?
Yeah, I don't know how to change my direction. Sorry.
You click on your character, and there's a little box that, like, there's a little square that's, like, sticking out of it. You drag that around.
It'll snap to 45
so
degrees.
So Eddie was just moonwalking up the stairs and fighting all the dummies well backwards. That's impressive.
This is so effortless.
Yeah, that's how cool I am. Okay. I'm gonna... Oh, dang it. Use my short swords again. 17 to hit.
Okay, 17 does hit.
With 5 damage.
Perfect.
And then another 17 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
With 6 damage.
Okay, go ahead and describe how you slayed this puppet.
I'm gonna take my short sword and literally just stab it right through the chest. And pick, like, it's like skewered onto my sword. And then I'm just like, fling it off.
Okay, that works.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So, I started this off by telling you that these were 3 of Lucien's most well-known puppets.
Hi.
So suddenly, several guards come bursting through the door to try to find out what the noise and ruckus is. And they see you 3 standing over Lucien's most prized puppets and the puppets he's most well known for using. And they immediately try to arrest you for breaking and entering into the theater, as well as the destruction of property.
Breaking and entering, sir, we were invited here.
Invited by who?
Invitation.
Yeah, it's like, we've got our invitations right here.
Yeah, pull them out.
Yeah.
Also, these came to life when we're trying to kill us.
You do realize that is just an act, sir. These can't come to life. However, this invitation is odd. There were no shows scheduled tonight, and I'm not seeing that anyone else is here.
Also, if you don't believe that they attacked us, look at the little scratch marks on our dwarf. Us two giants couldn't do that.
Could be but a clever ruse. I think it's best that we take you up to the Duke. So.
Also, there's a lot of invisible blood on the stage. Not from us, though.
Sir, do you need medical attention?
No, it's just all over the stage. Stiberius, tell him.
Shmebulok, I think you've been drinking a little too much at Kipri's Tavern.
Look, I haven't drank a bit. But do you have any? I'd love a drink if you have one, actually.
I think it's best that we let the Duke handle this one, especially with Stimperius involved.
What is that supposed to mean?
Kind of a big deal, don't you know?
Yeah, so he's a legionnaire, so he's like very well known military wise and known with the local guards.
Yeah, don't you trust him? Trust Imperius.
Imperius, what say you?
all of what the Goliath says is true. Except for giving it, except the drinking. He hasn't had a drink. I don't know.
Fuck. You think I lied about the drink?
So you would put your honor on that these puppets came to life?
Yeah. Yes. But I don't have any reason to lie about it.
Well, you do know that this community does honor your word. However, a threat towards Lucien in any way does need to be talked about with the Duke, but I'm sure he can straighten it all out. Come along with me, then. There's no need for any sort of fuss about this. Let's gather up these puppets, try to... Let's just get you to the Duke. So he's a little frazzled, because he kind of knows what's at stake if an attack towards Lucien is... attempted, as that will kind of break that treaty there. So he takes you to Duke Goodrick's mansion. You guys should now see Duke.
Ooh. Oh, my laptop fell asleep.
And Connor was asking me about this before we got started. This is like a conversation screen, as akin to like Elder Scrolls or something.
Yeah.
You act like I've played Elder Scrolls.
Skyrim. Oh, yeah.
I played, like, the first, like, hour and a half of...
Fallout. Get over yourself.
I haven't played Fallout either.
Get over yourself.
God. I get the vibe.
Superius, my friend!
Then why do you need to bring it up, huh?
What brings you here?
Ooh, that's an imposing-ass voice for this little goblin man. I don't say that out loud.
So he's actually a halfling, so he's straight up just like a hobbit that's the Duke of Apello.
And he has that deep of voice?
Yes.
Wow.
Is it sacred? Is it safe?
Gosh.
Sorry, what did he say? Could he repeat?
So he asked what you were doing there, and the guard kind of ushers him to the side and shows him the puppets that they've kind of stuffed in a bag there. He suddenly gets very stern.
He says, Stiberius, what have you done?
I defended myself, Duke.
Defending yourself from what? A children's toy?
Indeed. I believe some kind of magic is at work here or something, bud. I know how important these puppets and their owner are. I wouldn't do it without reason.
I do trust this. You've always been a good soldier. Do you think that Lucien might be in danger?
It's definitely a possibility.
I think it's best that we see to him at once.
Indeed.
Who are what is Kibri and Shmebulok doing here? I'm surprised Shmebulok isn't drunk.
Hey,
he just clicked on his dick. The evening.
There is still plenty of time for that.
They were in the theater with me. Yeah, they were in the theater with me. We all received these strange invitations, and I give them an invitation.
This does look like Lucien's handwriting. But why would he invite you to this? To this show that no one else knew about?
And I do believe some magic's at work here, bud. All of us believed that the theater was full of folks, and we all awoke to it being empty of all but the puppets and each other.
Interesting. Do you bear any marks of being knocked unconscious, or how did these changes take place?
We don't know, sir, but we... Actually, I didn't ask you guys. Shmebulok, Kibri, you guys you hit on the head or anything? Because I wasn't.
Not that I can remember. I think Kibri has some marks from them, though.
The dolls caught her.
The puppets left a mark, but it seemed to us that we were conscious the whole time. We just... some weird happenings happened.
Interesting.
Some building-wide illusion nonsense.
Yeah.
I will gather the guard to secure the theater and bring in the local apothecary to search for any sort of drugs or hallucinogenic potions.
I appreciate that, Duke.
I think it best that we make sure that Lucine is okay. I just hope that it's not too late. You're sure you didn't see any sign of danger, that he was in danger or anything?
What? As a part of the show, we caught a glimpse of what seemed to be him standing over himself, dead.
Impossible! Lucine can't be dead! He's guarded!
It could have been part of the illusion, Duke. Calm yourself.
I say the only way to find out is to check on him.
Very good, Miss Blackwood. Follow me.
And he then takes the bag from the guard containing the puppets, and you guys head over to Versace Manor. You knock on the door, and an elderly woman answers.
Oh, dearie.
Hello! What can I do for you?
What building was this again?
So this is Lucien's manor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is the Duke still with us?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Well, we've come to check on Lucien, ma'am.
Lucien, he's fine. He's been in his study all day.
We would very much like to check on him, personally.
Madam, it is of utmost importance. Please, take us to him.
Well, all right. So she leads you through the manor and eventually leads you to a large hall. And she then goes, I will fetch some tea for refreshments. His door is the door at the end. Just do knock before you enter.
Will do, ma'am. Thank you for walking us to the door. Shmebulok, y'all gotta fucking speak up here, man. Like,
you're the important one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm important enough. My underlings need to be talking for me.
Oh, now I'm your underling. Oh, we are God. Equals. Come on.
Sure, Goliath. Sure.
So, you guys are in the Great Hall, and it is adorned with suits of armor going down the walls, along with absolutely ornate candelabras and sconces. And you essentially follow Duke Goodrick as he goes up. And he's kind of traveling at quite a speed.
Oh, gosh.
When suddenly the rug below you quickly whips up and latches onto him and suffocates
onto him
and begins to suffocate him and squeeze him and smother him.
Goliath, I'm gonna stand on one end of the carpet. You pull him out from the other side.
And as you do this, you see the knights seem to be awaking and coming towards you.
Oh, shoot.
Dwarf, maybe you're hurrying, just punch some air holes into the carpet, and then we'll hurry and fight these guys.
Okay.
And the rug retreats back into the corner, holding Duke Goodrick.
No!
And roll for initiative.
Okay.
I hope I do better this time.
You won't.
I got 8.
18.
13.
So every single one of these suits of armor, or like,
nope,
just a handful of them?
Let me make it a little easier.
It looks
Just the ones that I can move. So this one, and this one.
And this one. I see. Okay.
All right. Speaking of, I need to give them some turns. So I got to give the rogue and the duke a turn. Sorry, bear with me. Okay. So, let's get this in descending order. It is Stimperius' turn.
The carpet has a turn. I see. Okay. I guess I'll just take a swing at this closest fella.
All right. Go ahead and roll to hit.
3.
That does not hit.
So let's see if the second one hits. 5.
That also does not hit.
This is going to be a good fight. I can already smell it.
Right. It is actually this one's turn. It's going to make its way up towards you, Stimperius. It's going to roll to hit you. Let's see. I don't think it's going to hit, but maybe.
What did it roll?
A 10.
No.
All right. Okay, and then its next turn. It's also a 10.
No.
And that is its turn.
This is a good fight so far. Let's let's keep this ball rolling.
Alright. It is the rug's turn. And it is going to do 8 damage to Duke.
Oh. Oh dear.
Now it's Shmebulok's turn.
Maybe lock. Okay. I'm going to swing at this knight that's in front of here, in front of us.
Okay. And roll a hit.
Yes. So +7. Ooh, first one is a 13.
That does not hit.
Okay. Kind of bad.
Try to hit him with my second swing, and I get an 18.
An 18 does hit.
Ha! And then 1d12 +4.
Mm.
I got a 10 slashing damage.
Perfect.
And then as a bonus action, I'm going to enter my rage.
Ooh, damn.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, bear with me.
Gosh, sorry.
God bless you.
Alright, so it is now the other knight's turn, and it is going to try to hit Shmebulok back. Hey, let's see here.
Is it possible to get us on the turn order so we can see when our turns are? I only see the enemies.
Yeah, I only see the enemies.
Oh. Got you on here. I don't know how to not have you on here. Okay, does an 18 hit, Whit?
Yes.
Oh my...
So, 18 hits. Let me roll for damage. Ten damage. Now for the second attack... A 12.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. How much was the first one?
10 damage. And then the second attack missed, I'm assuming, unless you only have 12 AC.
No, I have 14.
Oh, shoot. Oh, gosh, dang it.
Now it is Kipri's turn.
Dice down.
Give me one sec. I just threw my d20.
I think you're the just dice. Supposed to throw it a little bit, not a lot.
The dice, much like the gloves, have come off.
Okay. First question. What are these suits of armor just carrying, like, long swords or whatever?
Yeah, let me actually see here. So, yes, but their attack is a slam, so they're pretty much just running into you and slamming into you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So are they like hollow?
Yeah.
Or is there like a wooden man inside or something? I don't know.
There's like a glow, a green glow coming out of them.
Oh, it's like a Scooby-Doo villain.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably gonna walk this one.
That one? Okay.
Yeah. Gosh, I need to get a flat surface tool on my dice. 21 to hit.
21 does hit.
3 damage.
3 damage.
And only 10 to hit.
10 does not hit.
And then how far away is this dude from Mike?
Let's find out.
Where I'm...
Not accurate. Okay.
That doesn't look
about
accurate.
10 feet.
10? Okay, never mind then. I can't do my third attack.
Okay, it is...
Whoa, wait.
Oh, sorry.
Could I reach the... So if I... Could I reach the rug?
I mean, you'd have to walk over to it.
But that would give this dude an opportunity to attack, right?
Yes. He'd be walking past.
Never mind then. Yeah, never mind.
It is the other knight's turn. It's going to go after Stimperius as well. That's 19 to hit?
It do.
It do hit. Ooh. 14 damage.
Holy fuck.
All right, now for its second attack.
Oh my god.
Does a 16 hit?
My AC is 16.
Then yes.
Damn it.
And 11 damage.
Holy hell.
All right. It's your turn, though, Stimperius.
Well, shoot. I guess I'll just... Fuck, I ain't got much on my... Do I have any... I guess I'll just take 2 more swings at that fella.
Perfect. Go for it.
Where'd my dice go?
Sixteen hits. Cool. Actually, I lied. No, it does not.
What the hell?
I was looking. Sorry, I've got two enemy sheets up.
Well, why you do that?
All right. Well, does 17 hit?
17 does not hit.
What the hell are these fucking? All right.
They're literally just armor. I'll tell you this. They've got an AC of 18.
Oh, gosh.
Ridiculous.
I feel like we need to find a better way to go with this.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
Alright. Now it's this guy's turn. He's gonna go after Stimperius because that's really the only one he can get to. Roll a hit. 18.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then 8 damage. Second attack. 15.
No.
Perfect. All right, that's his turn. Okay, the rug's going to do another 10 damage to Duke.
He probably doesn't have the most health. Can we safely attack the rug without hurting the Duke?
I mean, it's kind of wrapped around him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure us two big boys could, like, pull it apart if we weren't a bit preoccupied.
Yeah.
If you make an unarmed attack and try to tear it in half, yes, I will let you try that. If you make a strength check to try to tear it apart.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Okay. Go ahead and make a strength check.
Can I do an athletics check? Okay. Strength. I got a...
Actually, I will let you do an athletics check.
Oh, you're amazing. In that case, I got a 15.
15 doesn't quite make it.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Liar.
I'm sure you broke a couple seams, but...
You did. You did.
Do I still get my attacks?
I'll give you your bonus attack.
Okay, that's valid. Yeah, I have my one bonus one. Okay. I'll swing in the night.
Okay.
Oh, I got... does a 26 hit.
Let me check the notes. yes.
Okay. Well,
did you carry the 5?
Oh, shoot.
Yes, I did. Oh, it's me. Okay, 1d12. I got 14 damage on.
14 damage? Nice.
Oh, also, I had a question. When I activate Rage, I'm resistant to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
So that means you take half.
Okay, so I only took 5 damage when he hit me.
They are doing bludgeoning.
Okay, so then I'm going to heal myself for 5 on my thing.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
You have 14 damage. I need my calculator. All right, so that means it is... Oh, that knight's turn. And it's going to go right back at you. Okay, roll a hit, first attack. That didn't hit. A 7.
No, it doesn't hit.
Ooh, a 20, not that.
I think that hits.
Okay. And then 8 damage.
Okay. So you halved?
Nope, so you take 4. No.
Okay.
Right. And then it is Kibri's turn.
Oh, yeah. I can't really do much other than just my short swords.
It's a good thing to do.
I mean, 12.
12? Okay, who are you trying to hit?
Oh, the knight in front of me.
Okay, well, you miss.
I mean, I didn't think I was going to be able to hit any of them. And then my extra attack, also stupid 12.
That also fell. All right, well, it is this knight's turn.
I don't love this.
And he's gonna go Forest Imperious.
Ooh, dog.
Okay. And you guys can kind of hear the Duke struggling to get out, but he seems to be getting a little weaker.
Oh, crap.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like we're not even 17. Close to bringing these things down.
Yes.
Okay. And then 9 damage. Second attack, 22. I take that hits. Okay, and then another 9 damage.
Cool. Great. And
then Stimpy, it's your turn.
Well, I gotta heal because I have 4 health, so I'm gonna use my lay on hands. And restore a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level times 5.
So you can get 25 hit points back.
Oh boy, so I can lose them. Alright. Well, is that my whole turn?
You have an extra attack, so I'll let you attack.
So you say these guys are glowing, right? On their innards?
Yes.
Can I, like, make, like, a check to see if it's, like, a ghost? Because I have, like, I can control undead, or I can try to.
Yeah, go ahead and make that check. It doesn't... They're not quite undead. They're enchanted.
Oh, then never mind. But wait, well, maybe doing the check will reveal something helpful. So what do I need to roll for? Investigation?
Go ahead and roll for Arcana.
I have a 3 on that. 15.
Right, so all you can really tell is that they're enchanted, with really no signs of slowing down.
Okay. Fuck, I don't know what to do, man. Shit, I feel like you're trying to push us towards something that's not hitting them.
I have an idea.
So,
what if we try to break the floor out from underneath them?
The floor?
Are we on the second floor?
You're on the first floor.
Ah, dang it. I saw stairs in the first picture and I thought we were on the second floor.
That was good, though. That was good.
See, and I'm thinking maybe if we try and go for, like, unarmed to pull the armor apart, maybe the whatever's inside of them will, like, flow out, like, helium or some shit. I don't know.
I don't think...
I don't know how this shit works, dude. I'm trying.
This is magically enchanted.
I'm trying to think outside the box here because we can't do shit.
So I buffed these guys because all you guys and like your character sheets all looked really strong, so they're a little buffed.
Okay.
Yeah, but having 18 AC, man, that no, like, fucking, no matter how strong we are, it's all up to really minute luck. Even land a hit.
So, as this armor approaches Kibri, you notice that the Duke's body stops shaking, and then the armor just falls apart and the rug falls to the floor.
Oh.
Several seconds later, you hear hurried steps coming towards the door.
Oh.
And Lucian,
the door we came in or the door we're going
to? The door you're going to, so this one. Lucian pulls it open, and his golden eyes stare into you. He goes, "What are you doing here? What have you done to my house?"
And then just fought the worst fucking battle we've yet to, like...
We've been framed!
Battle of what? These suits of armor that I've tried collecting throughout the world. Oh, what has happened to the Duke? Quickly, bring him in here. Lay him on the couch.
My balls. This is...
Oh.
So he has you lay the Duke right here.
Yeah, soak it up, gay ass.
Can I go over and check on the Duke?
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to get, like, a laying down one for him, so...
He's just chilling on the couch.
Can I, like, check if he's alive?
Stop with...
He is alive. He's breathing very slowly. Lucien grabs the bag and looks inside and he goes, "Billy, Tabitha, Chef, what have you done?"
Listen. Bro. There's something nefarious going on. And we look at this invite. Did you send us this invite?
It does appear to be my handwriting. It must be an imposter. I have no show tonight.
Us.
We went to we went to this showing, and it ended up just being us, even though we thought there was people there. And then your prized puppets came to life and began to attack us. Our dwarf here, Kibri, has marks from it.
I got nearly all my fucking teeth kicked out by your suits of armor.
And the rug came to life and it strangled the Duke.
These things
are... Something's going on, and I think you owe us answers, Mr.
Lee. Answers for what? Lincoln. You destroyed my property, come in and destroy my home, and blame it on some fairy tale story.
Fairy tale story? You're a magician, sir. Do you not believe that nefarious...
I am a ventriloquist. Actually. And you hear that voice come from here when he said it.
Okay. Dude, we literally live in fantasy land. You don't believe, like, magic could be happening?
We have a talking elephant here, and you don't think that something magic could be happening.
Now, we have a little dwarf half-goblin, and...
Have you told anybody this story, and they believed it?
The Duke kind of believed
it. Yeah, I'm gonna tell your fucking mom tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
The Duke believed us. That's why he came with us to talk to you.
His glowing golden eyes peer into you, and he starts laughing, and he goes, I've gotta hand it to you. You're the first people to make me break with just how clueless you are. You see, Lucien, he was never as talented as many believed. It was me. I did the work. He just needed one person to hype up the crowd or do the background work. But when it came time for praise and adoration, he dared insist he was a one-man show. Well, show's over. And as he does that, he takes out a small vial and kind of bells out an uneasy laugh and starts to pour it out, and a foggy apparition begins to appear. Let's...
Ooh, what kind of foggy apparition?
Oh, gosh.
What in the hell?
And you see that all the color leaves his face and his hair. All that's left are those glowing golden eyes. And the fog starts to turn to an apparition of Lucien, with his glowing green eyes, bright as ever. The apparition quickly looks very worried and turns to the pale man. Zabarov, what has happened? I was at the theater rehearsing my show when all of a sudden I felt a sharp pain and awoke here. He looks around and sees his busted puppets and starts to tear up. These fiends snuck into your rehearsal, killed you, and destroyed your beloved puppets, Zamrod says with a sneer. But I will avenge you, my friend. You will pay, the apparition howls as it lunges at you alongside Zamarov. Roll for initiative.
Can we take like a 5-minute rest up break? I'm still putting my teeth back in. Yeah. Can I call a timeout?
Also, I just realized when I end my frenzy, when my rage ends and I've used a frenzy, I suffer 1 level of exhaustion. So I am now at exhaustion level 2.
Oh, boy.
Which means my speed is halved and I have disadvantage on ability checks.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, that's ability checks, not like attack rolls and stuff.
Still.
I know. I didn't realize that when I was doing it.
Yeah, go ahead and roll for advantage, y'all. I lost Addie. Oh, there she is. She's just so small. I couldn't find her.
I got 15.
12.
I got 17.
Perfect.
Whoa. But is there any way we can reason with the real Lucien?
I mean, he's kind of trusting his oldest and dearest friend just told him that you guys killed him. I mean, you can try, but he's already kind of running at you with anger. But you can definitely try.
My deception is really bad, and my persuasion is also very bad, so I have a -1 modifier on those.
Oh.
Yeah, trying to change his mind.
My persuasion's only +1. I don't persuade people. They just
do what you want.
As we begin this fight, I just yell out, I could use a drink!
And then Zamrov just sneers, of course you could, you worthless drunk!
Aha, I take that title with pride!
If I throw him the canteen that I have full of ale, will it make him not exhausted?
I will allow it.
What?
But you have to make... You both have to make...
Okay, hold on.
Acrobatic checks for your throwing. Actually, Addy, you make an athletics... Wait, you have to make an acrobatic check at disadvantage because you're exhausted.
Is this true to scale?
I'm making a what?
So you're making an athletics check, and Wit's making an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics?
Uh-oh.
I can't do athletics.
I got 19.
Okay, well, because I have exhaustion, I have disadvantage on this, so...
Oh, dear.
I got a 9 on both of them, so I got a 10.
So, Addy throws it just perfectly, but your big oafish hands just can't quite catch what would be considered a dwarf's canteen.
With a perfect throw. Okay.
There's a perfect throw and then a perfect catch. And it just slips through your hand and falls on the ground with that precious liquid trickling out.
Hurry and lick it up. Lap it up like a dog. Hurry.
Really?
I do. I immediately try to pick it up as fast as I can and chug it.
Okay.
No, don't chug it. You lap up
it
still.
So your speed is still halved, but you no longer have...
That means I can run 20 feet in a turn. I'm not like a snail.
So yeah, your speed is halved, but you no longer have disadvantage on skill checks. So that makes sense. So you still have like half of your exhaustion.
Okay, so I regained... Okay, I see.
That wasn't just any old ale. That was my homemade dwarven ale recipe.
I'm sorry.
Which all the dwarfs of Dunbar very much dislike Kibri because she left Dunbar.
And I give out the ale.
Yes.
But everyone else likes me in Knotwood, so that's fine by me.
You're an Apollo. You've never been to Knotwood.
Or that's what you meant, sorry. That's what I meant.
So wait, you just wasted a real luxury.
I lapped it up.
Remember your guys' campaign when Stimpy bought the dwarven ale that was authentic? Yeah, that was someone trying to copy Kibri's recipe.
No one can copy my recipe. Oh. That's why I'm so known. You can't find this stuff anywhere.
Is Lucian related to Lausian?
If you want him to be. He's dead, though. You could be an illegitimate child.
Oh, gosh.
Great descendant.
I mean, this is only like 50 to 100 years before your guys' campaign, though, so it's not like...
Is Lucian an elf?
He's a half-elf. That's why he grew up on the streets. Humans didn't want him, elves didn't want him. Elf,
yeah, I could be a distant cousin. Anyway, okay.
A distant cousin.
He could be like a great-great uncle or something.
These guys facing you.
Well, he's a half... Oh, yeah, he could be like an uncle.
Yeah, I guess I can
show you guys Zamorov now.
You're slightly bit of a mudblood.
So is this? Did you say this
like he married
it or not?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Did you say this was to scale or not?
No.
No.
Don't trust the little. Okay. Running, you guys can each reach the people within your movements.
Okay, just making sure.
I know.
Okay.
Am I first?
You sure
are. Is that
are.
What you're waiting on me?
No, we were conversing. We were conversing.
And then wait, you guys now should be able to see these guys in your journals.
Yes.
If I try to attack this ghost, I'm not going to be able to hit him. He's a freaking ghost.
It's unfortunate, isn't it?
A wee bit cringe, isn't it?
So if I
he's not immune to damage, but he's resistant to most damage. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, well I'm gonna actually no I'm not. I'm gonna stay right here. Let's see. And I am gonna pull out my longbow.
And a whipping nanny, whipping nanny.
Let's see. Gosh dang it.
Ship is coming.
It's same.
11 to hit.
11. Wait, which one are you hitting?
White dude.
Zamarov?
White dude.
Yeah. 11 does not hit.
Okay, well, I'm going to try again. At a 24.
24 does hit.
Okay, and this one is a 1d8. 2 damage.
All right.
I slice his arm.
Perfect. All right, so it is Shmebulok's turn.
Shmebulok.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys this now, before we get too much further into the fight. Do you want me to be a realistic DM, and if a hit would kill you, actually kill you, or to fudge the roll?
Kill us.
I mean, it's just a one-shot.
Yeah, you can kill my character.
Let's go realistic.
Okay, let's do for realistic. Sorry, Stimpy, whatever you would say is a little...
Stimpy, are you there?
Stimpy?
Doing your mom.
There he is.
All
right.
Okay, so I'm going to run forward. And I'm going to start swinging on... Not the ghost. I want to swing on the dude.
I'm surprised it took you guys that long to realize that Zamarov wasn't Lucien, considering I told you in the beginning Lucien was known for his bright green eyes. And every time I had Zamarov look at you, he had blue eyes.
Yeah.
Got him.
Okay. I'm gonna swing. Wow, I got a
19 hits.
1d12 plus 4. 20, or whoa, 11.
11.
And I got a 26.
26 does hit.
6 damage.
6 damage?
And for my bonus action, I'm going to activate my rage.
Do it.
And so now I have my defenses against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Perfect. Okay. Alright, so it is Stimperius's turn.
I'll be right back.
This is the final fight, though. This is the end, so.
Yes, I'll be right
back. So, he's a ghost. Could I use my control undead on the ghost?
Yes. Do I have to make any sort of check?
Let's see, you can target one undead creature you can see within 30 feet of you. The target must make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving.
And if he fails, he's pretty much mine. I get to keep control of him for 24 hours.
So we could could convince him to not be crazy.
Okay, I got a 12.
And it has to beat my wisdom?
You should have your spell save DC should be somewhere on your character sheet.
Oh, so wait, what am I looking for? Sorry.
So it should be on the sheet with all your spells. You should have your spell save DC.
Oh, okay, yeah. An undead whose challenge rating is equal or greater than your paladin is immune to this effect. So yeah, he fails.
Okay.
my wisdom is 15.
So, can you... I want you to try to use your words to convince him. If that makes sense. I mean, obviously he's going to be yours either way. I just think it would be cool story-wise if you'd be like, try to explain to him what happened.
Yeah. So, I cast it and I'm like, Lucien, stop this madness. There's no need for more bloodshed tonight.
But Stimperius, you laid down my life as you did your foes.
And I regret every man I've cut down. Don't make me add you to the... I can't fucking...
That was epic. You're doing so good.
You were. Okay. So you... Let's say you essentially told Lucian what Zamarov did.
Yeah, sure.
And you show him the letter that Zamarov wrote.
Aye.
Perfect. All right, I'm hurrying, and I'm actually making him so you can control him. And then I'm sending you his stat block.
Cool.
So, sorry, bear with me. It's going to take just a second to get this all over.
Cool. Now I have one less dude to try to kill.
You're welcome, guys. I might have made this...
that was a good move.
That's why I wanted you to be a paladin.
There you go.
I think I had that same spell, but I just didn't have it. It's not a spell that I learned.
Oh.
But I think I could have.
It kind of worked out, didn't
Stimpy,
it?
Stimpy, right. Look at that. Look at that thing I sent you on Discord, and look at his attack that he was gonna do.
Which
is 4d8 plus 4 necrotic damage.
Oh
my.
Now we can do it with the wizard dude. I don't remember.
Zamarov?
Zamarov. Yeah.
Alright, and it is Zamarov's turn. And he's not very happy that you have gone against him. But he's even more upset that now Lucian is against him. Even though he killed him. But he's going to go after Lucian now. So let's see. Roll to hit for Zamarov. Okay, let's see here. And that is a... 16 to hit Zamarov with his first attack. So he actually takes one of Lucian's swords that he was gifted. And he's using it against Lucian. And he gets a... Where is that? Oh, that's it. Lucian's. Where's Zamarov's? There. It does 14 damage. And Lucian was down to 51 because he had taken damage from you guys.
He had?
Yeah, you were the one who smacked him.
No,
yeah, you nipped him with an arrow.
I hit Zamarov. Not him, because he's a ghost, so I didn't
think I'd Wit hit him. Sorry, wrong person.
I didn't hit the ghost either. I was looking at Zamarov. I'm in front of Zamarov.
I thought you would hit
Neither of us touched him.
Okay, sorry. Then I gotta back up. Wait one second. Lucian just took 14 damage, and his starting was 68. So that's where you're at, Stimpy, with him.
Okay.
Wait, when did Lucian take damage?
Just barely.
Oh.
Okay. So now it's time for Zamarov's second attack, which he's also going towards
Lucian.
Oh,
Zamarov hit. I got it. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I missed something.
Okay, and he gets an 18, which I know hits, so I'm just going to keep going.
So now Zamarov's trying to kill Lucian's ghost after he already killed the real Lucian.
Yeah, he really hates Lucian. So remember how I said that in the beginning, when Lucian was growing up, he would often steal from people or distract people while others stole from him? The other was Zamarov. Seven more damage to Lucian.
Okay.
And it is Lucian's turn.
Well, with the...
He's not going to come after us now.
Hey. Well, with Lucian's 15 charisma, I'm going to encourage him to try and talk down Zamarov.
All right, go ahead and make a persuasion check using the charisma on Lucian's sheet.
Okay, so...
So he has a +2 to charisma.
Yes, he does. So he got a 17.
17? Doesn't quite talk him down.
Darn.
Typically it would, but where Zamarov's kind of fueled by a lifetime of hate and neglect from what should have been his best friend. Like, Zamarov's already killed him twice, or killed him once. He wants to just finish him off.
Hmm. Fair enough.
He's probably even more pissed off now that Lucien's not, like,
yeah,
his minion to help kill us.
Pretty much. So he's like,
all right, pissed. Does that take his whole turn, or? That wouldn't be surprising.
I think you gave Lucien a multi. Never mind, that does take his turn.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry, I thought I'd given him a multi-attack, but then I realized I didn't want to because his original attack was already super strong. Alright.
Yes. Alright. We gave him his chance to live. Let's just kill this guy.
This is true. You did give him a chance. Alright, Kibri, it is your turn.
Okay. I am still gonna try to use my longbow because I got a pretty clear shot at Zamorov.
Okay.
At 14.
14 hits.
Oh, cool. Okay. And 9 damage.
Okay, perfect.
And then I got 5. So, that second hit.
Does not hit. Alright, so it is Shmebulok's turn.
Shmebulok. Okay, I've got my rage, my frenzy going on, and I am gonna start swinging on Zamorov.
So right, anyway, I started blasting.
First roll is a 15.
15 hits.
Okay. Wait, 1d12 plus 4. I do 15 damage.
Nice. Okay. Perfect.
I swing again. Does a, it hits 20. Not nat.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Score, it's another 13 damage.
Perfect.
And then I use my bonus action to swing again. And I get a 24.
24 hits.
And so I do 16 more damage.
Perfect. Nice.
I'm just, God, two-handing this axe. Just
fucking going apeshit on him.
Yeah.
You kind of pretty much just like halved what his health was at.
What's it called?
Pog.
Alright, so it is Stimperius' turn.
I'm just gonna try and keep this easy for everybody. Can I just run up and try and restrain him?
Yeah. I'm going to have Zamorov make a strength check to try to resist it, that he'll probably fail, but you never know. Yep, he failed. All right.
He got great odds.
So he is restrained now.
Yeah. Kick the shit out of him.
Okay, and then he's going to take his turn and try to escape. And fails. All right, so it is Lucien's turn. If Lucien attacks him with that, like, necrotic thing, it is going to hit your nose trunk.
Trunk.
Ooh, your trunk might rot away and die.
This is true.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going to have him do it.
You get that bad old trunk rot.
Yeah, elephant dude.
Can he not avoid the trunk? Because this is like a full-sized person, not like a little...
This is true, There, so this is...
Because like I avoided the trunk when I swung on the little puppet.
So this is like the spell. Guy. So it's called Life Drain. Melee weapon attack, plus 4 to hit. Reach 5 feet, 1 target. So I guess you could avoid it. 1 target damage, 20 or 4d8 plus 4 necrotic damage. So we're going to say that it essentially targets Zamorov's life force. We'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say he could do that one in the first Stimpius.
Stimperius.
Cool.
Stimperius.
I didn't go to 4 years of Imperius College to be called Stimpy.
Alright, Stimpy, go ahead and do that mad damage to him.
Okay. So, wait, I had to one. So I need to roll to hit.
Yeah.
11 probably doesn't hit, but he has advantage, right?
He has advantage, and he has a plus 4 to hit.
Oh, so 15?
Yeah, so he hits.
Okay, cool. And then...
roll 4d8s.
11, 12. What's 12? 16.
16, and then plus 4, so he does 20 damage.
Pog.
Zamarov is very hurt. All right, it is Kibri's turn.
Let's see. I still have a pretty clear shot, so I'm just gonna go for my longbow again. I have a better. Not nat 20.
Okay, that hits.
I was gonna say, I swear to God, dwarf, I'll step on you if you hit me.
3 damage.
Okay.
And then... 9... 12 to hit.
Okay. 12 does not hit. Is that your turn?
Yep.
Okay. So it is Shmebulok's turn.
Might be a lock.
Finish him off.
I'm going to do a lot of horizontal swings toward the
trunk. Just as you should.
Face.
Gosh.
As you should.
My first roll is a 21.
That hits.
20.
And then 11 damage.
Perfect.
And I swing again. And I got a 21.
That hits.
And I do... 16 damage.
Do you want to describe how you fell Zamarov?
Gosh, I'm doing so much damage. I do a clean. I'm looking at him restrained. He's all bloodied up. And I do a one swing, and I chop his neck in half, flip it around the other way, and cut the rest of it off the opposite side.
And the head falls, and you just see the snarling face and glowing golden eyes. Just staring back at you as his body falls. Lucien goes to his friend and takes a moment of silence. He then goes and almost like he can sense something in this chest over here. He opens it and takes out what appears to be a body and lays it on the ground. He then kneels next to it, and begins to weep. He turns. It's all gone. Everything I've worked for, taken so easily. I trusted Zamarov. Thank you for taking him down and seeing what I couldn't see in him.
You're welcome. Paladin, do you happen to know any kind of, you know, high-level spells that can unite a ghost with its body?
I don't believe I do, unless somehow lay on hands.
I don't think that isn't
quite going to work.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
I think you have to be pretty high level to get a revive.
Yeah, I think it's like a level 6 or 7 spell.
And I think you have to be like a wizard.
And you have to have a diamond. You have to have like diamond dust. But
that's a pretty harsh maneuver to be asking of a wee elephant person.
Gets excited for a moment when you start talking about the prospect, but
I'm trying to help.
He quickly understands and goes, I appreciate this sentiment, my friends. But fear not for me. I have lived my life. I fear only for the future of Halcyon and Athori as a whole. Do take care of it while I'm gone. And then he just kind of goes, and just...
And it goes what?
Dematerializes.
Hey, come back. You're my lackey for the next 23 hours and 55 minutes.
Can I come over to the Duke and use Cure Wounds on him to make sure he's okay?
Okay, so you use Cure Wounds, and he wakes up and he goes,
"What has happened? The rug, the knights." What am I?
Yeah, they kicked the shit out of us, bud.
You're fine. The rug and the knight have passed, but we have much to talk about.
He looks over your shoulder and sees the dead body of Lucien and quickly stands and rushes over to him.
What did you do? We came here to check if he was safe. What have you done?
I turn to Shmeb and be like, it'd probably just be easier to kill this guy.
No, what? You're a paladin.
You're also a legionnaire.
Do you know what? How much paperwork we have to go through with shit like this?
You're gonna have to no matter what. What do you mean? If you kill the Duke, you're gonna have to go through more paperwork.
We kill him and flee. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, why would we kill the Duke?
Because he's gonna make a big deal out of this.
No.
Or we could just explain to him.
Yes, that's the good idea.
I just want to put this out there. This guy believed and trusted you when you said you got attacked by puppets and saw invisible blood. Putting that out there.
Yeah. You're right. So we pin the murder on him.
What?
It's three witnesses against one.
They still might take the Duke's word over. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay.
Highly respected paladin has never done any wrong. A very well-known barkeep. This idiot. Like, come on.
Against the Duke, though.
Okay.
Yo, Kibri, get over here. We need to figure out what we're going to do.
No, I am going up to him to explain what happened.
Kibri, come on. We got to work something out. We can't... We're going to cause a war, man. We're going to cause a war.
Okay, Lucien's dead. The war is going to happen one way or another.
She's got a point.
It doesn't matter who killed... We are in one part of Athoria. The other part isn't going to care who killed him. They are probably going to rage war. It doesn't matter who did it.
But then it'll be blamed on us in the history books.
No, it'll be blamed on Lucien's, like...
Who is this? What is he doing here?
So, okay.
What happened while I was gone?
Oh my gosh. Sippy wanted to kill the Duke, and then he wanted to blame the murder on him.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here trying to convince Stimpy to not do.
Oh, we're still trying to convince Stimpy. No.
Hey, Smeb, I think me and you can take the dwarf and the Duke.
What?
No. Also, are we saying this out loud? Can the Duke hear us?
We're whispering.
Wanting to kill him?
I have my trunk up to your ear very sensually.
So the Duke did go up to Zamorov's body, confused, and asked who he was and if you had killed him as well.
This was Lucien's best friend that did a lot of the backstage work that he was never given credit for. And after these many years, he grew jealous and angry, and he is the one that killed Lucien. And then after bringing his apparition back, he tried to kill us. Because he was trying to frame us.
Is this true, Stiberius?
Of course, Duke. I would never do any wrong by the kingdom.
Gosh.
Let's get you out of here. I don't want them thinking you had anything to do with this.
I agree.
Take Lucilda out of the house.
Hey, Duke, I think that we should blame the Colossus and the Dwarf for the murder.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Is this how you do all your business?
We already have. Is what you're telling me not true?
I'm merely jest, Duke. I'm trying to make light of the situation. Yeah, let us be
honest. I'll never understand your blocks and
arteries. This is probably going to cause a war.
You'll, it's hard to understand we elephants' sense of humor.
So,
so the Duke has instructed you guys to kind of take the housemaid out of the house. He's going to get this all figured out. Over the coming days and weeks, generally the kingdom is really good about keeping Lucien's death under wraps. However, when he does not appear for his next show in the Fohan kingdom, it starts a fire that cannot be stopped. And the Great War has gone from words to actions.
We caused the war.
No one really knows what did happen to Lucien.
No one knows that.
No one seems to know what did happen to Lucien.
Tiberius caused the war.
All they seem to know is that Lucien never appeared for the Fohan show.
Ooh.
Well, okay, I need to go, but you're amazing, Connor. Thank you.
All right, let's do a quick outro. Thank you guys all so much for joining us. We hope you have an excellent Halloween. And yeah, be sure to check us out next week.
Bye.
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 Thank you all for joining us. We hope to see you next week as we rejoin Stimpius, Lousian, and Blaze in their quest for the Dragon's Hoard. But until then, remember, everything may not be what it seems.